We made this.
Pick a Disc, Best of 2020. The Wages of Fear Award. Before we begin, I'll explain briefly what I mean by the Wages of Fear Award. Named after the Tellison album of the same name, if you can go back and listen to the, I think it was episode 13, all the way midway through last year, where I spoke to Simon from Doing Harm Records about the Tellison album in question. The award is named after that because it was like the best album I've heard this year released in the previous year, and I discovered Tellison years after it was released, and yeah, that's why it's got that name. And so I'm proud to tell you that my 2020 Wages of Fear Award album goes to The Manimals Multiverse from 2018. The Manimals are a New York City based glam slash punk slash power pop band, to quote the Google search results, consisting of Hayley Berry on vocals, Michael Jay on lead guitar, Chris the Bear Sayer on rhythm guitar, Jack the Dick Breslin on bass, and Trevor James Walker on drums. These appeared in my Spotify recommends at the end of last year, quite possibly because the amount of time that I was listening to Teen Girl Scientist Monthly, last year's album of the year. They're from the same area, roughly the same area as well, from the Brooklyn in New York, and there's been a massive amount of bands from New York that I've ended up listening to this year as well, but the Manimals have the honour, maybe dishonour, of being the band I've listened to the most from them. And they also were the first band I listened to this year, because I remember kind of lying in bed finding something to listen to and picking Multiverse. And so, yeah, so this album was the first one I actually listened to this year, and I've just never stopped. So what of the album itself? For the most part, it's got its foot right in the glam rock vibe with a tint of arena with the DNA of the Go-Go's, Pat Benatar, Joan Jett travelling through it, but with high concepts of science fiction and fantasy intertwined into the general anaesthetic of the band. What of Multiverse? Well, I need to point out that one of the reasons I picked this album for this award is that I think I could possibly mutter on for about an hour about it. And I'm not going to, because I only want these to be quite short. So why is it that I think I could talk about this album? The album itself is a concept album, and the concept features the intertwining of science fiction and fantasy to explore themes tied in with some autobiographical introspection from the lyricist Hayley Berry. I will admit that some of this has come from the annotations that she herself has put up on Genius. So thank you for that, if you're listening. It saves me a bunch of work. I'm joking, honest, but I think some of the further understanding that I've got based on this has come from the annotations that she's put on, and and I'll have to point that out now, because I think there are kind of things about the album, like the lyrical sections, that have kind of enhanced because of like the writer's commentary, for lack of a better term, through those annotations. For example, the first three songs are what are described as the existing plain sweet arc, which establishes the current situation but raises the idea of exploring the multiverse. If you're not aware of what a multiverse is, or what the idea of the multiverse is in general, the idea is that there's an infinite number of similar or not dissimilar worlds created by different decisions splintering off. Think of the movie Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow, and you get the basic gist, but perhaps on a lot more bigger, infinite level. The idea of this is that there's different decisions that you can make that create different realities, different histories, and different yous. The relationships you make don't make, mend, or break, influence you and your trajectory in life or lives. And pretty much every decision splinters off into separate paths that they take. For example, opener Gone With The Wind, Fuck Me Up For Life has been said by Berry herself as being the album Somewhere Over The Rainbow, in which it's establishing the idea just before you are thrust into a different universe. But it brings forth the idea of likening the story of the album to The Wizard of Oz, which is a metaphor that I'll probably mention back a bit later on. The album that follows that track is, I think, amazing. Second track, A Key, is one of the best songs I've heard this year, and pretty much has a home on my playlist now of my favourite songs ever. So yeah, that's staying there. It's also an album that is full of moments. And what I mean by moments is that there are parts of albums that will just stick and linger in the memory. So when you think of an album, there are bits that jump out that just stand out from other parts. And this album is full of them. And from memory, there's that brilliant first line in Sleepwalker, which, and then also the refrain near the end as well, Sleepwalker as well. There's the bit in the first song where the melody changes and it just brings in the rock. And then there's a bit later on near the end where there's a refrain of Do Not Sleep On This, and the music just changes as well. There's just so many kind of highlights or set pieces. Yeah, set pieces is probably a better term for moments. There are set pieces that just stick out and just give the album and songs kind of their unique identity within it. Also, I want to quickly mention Bury Me Here. It had a lockdown version recorded, and it's a song that seems to have taken kind of a slight twist with the current situation that the world finds itself in 2020. It's taken a new meaning in this current pandemic world, becoming an unheard anthem stating that we'll need to dance when the apocalypse hits, to like paraphrase the chorus itself. And I definitely recommend you dig out the lockdown version, because the lockdown version is pretty cool as well. So the album had ties into this idea of multiverses and different paths and the choices, and as I said, the different versions of you. I don't fully understand the science behind it, but I do hold the belief that everyone is creating their own infinite number of parallel universes due to the choices they make. I mean, you can't disprove it. In another world, you had the courage to say something to someone, and that spun your life in another direction. In another world, you cut yourself off certain people, and then perhaps you would have made a gradual personal epiphany years earlier. If you, yes, you now, are unaware or are entertaining the thought that perhaps somewhere else, another form of you, is thinking that. So when you get to the cyclone at the end of the album, Barry sings, "Those weren't love songs, they were eulogies for lost realities." A song which again conjures up the Wizard of Oz reference mentioned earlier, being sent into another reality. But the idea is being taken away by strongest of wind, like you've literally been made gone with the wind. As in, literally, you have vanished because the wind has blown you away. But again, it's lamenting the what might have beens, or the could have beens, or what might be happening. So, for example, if a relationship carried on, or if something that stopped that you could have saved or something, then love songs are just, those love songs that are kind of lamenting the loss of them is not, is just a ballad celebrating another reality where that is coming true, or the love. So those love songs, so if you're kind of singing love songs that aren't true, you're at least singing something about another version of you that are probably experiencing what those songs are about. Something I feel I personally relate to in the ideas behind the last two songs are how they appear to be the process of accepting the end of one world and getting ready to step into the next one. Barry herself said that the pain is the key theme that ends up being explored during the album, and I can see how the idea of accepting that this world, this part of the multiverse, wasn't meant for a certain path or a certain relationship, and that's how you can accept it. So, like for example, if someone's ever said it wasn't meant to be, or things just didn't, or two ships sailing in the night, and just in another time, another place, things could have happened. You kind of, with that mindset, you're accepting that something that's happened has just happened and that you have to move on from it. And I like that idea. I like that idea, and I quite like the thought process behind that. And it's something that's something tapped into something that I've kind of thought about in the past, and how you can deal with things. There's a lot of other ideas being spun off in this concept that are delved into this album. I'll probably spend another 50 minutes talking about, but I said I don't want to ramble on for too long. Multiverse by The Manimals is the latest album that I've heard of that I've fallen for in a hard way since Teen Girl Scientist Monthly's Hypertrophy. It's definitely entered the lower tier of favourite albums already, and I think it's gonna just stay there for pretty much ever. I used to listen to it. I've not gotten bored of it since I've first listened to it in January. And before we end, I'm going to play a clip from Matt Roy Berger of Teen Girl Scientist Monthly talking about The Manimals and the album itself, because I knew that the band's played with The Manimals several times and different places throughout New York, and I just thought if he had a chance just to say how good the album is, then he was willing to. So I thought I'm going to play that. But before I play that, I just want to say the best of 2020 season has now begun, and for the next 5 days leading up to New Year's Eve, you're going to get me appearing in your podcast feed if you subscribe to us with a different album each day, and interspersed in them are a couple of clips from people who are talking about their favourite albums of 2020 as well. So I'm looking forward to showing them with you. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye for today. I hope you enjoyed Christmas, because it's Boxing Day on the day that this was released, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of the Christmas holiday, and I look forward to seeing you, and I look forward to inflicting myself on your ears for the next 5 days. But with that, to close out this episode, here's Matt Roy Berger talking about The Manimals.
And I remember hearing this album and being like, holy fuck, like, what are we doing trying to release music right now? Like, this is just, you know, in that like really self-deprecating way, but it was like, in the end, ended up being super inspiring. And they do so much that like shouldn't work. You know, I mean, like, we do hokey stuff that I find cheesy. They attack hokey, like principles of rock and roll and just make them work. Like they have the, you know, the single now that starts with like the acoustic track and like, it just, it works. They had a concept album last year and it works, you know, like it's fucking great because she's a great songwriter. And if I had to choose one song on there that I love, I mean, I'd love, you know, a key. I love so many of the tracks on that album, but Nightcrawler, when you come to New York City, let's just say this, let's just make the plan. When you come to New York City, we'll take you to a Manimals show and you can sing I Hate Your Band at the top of your lungs. And it's just, she's fucking in fishnets in a swimsuit, down on her knees in the audience, screaming it into the microphone. And you're just like, that is the God that I pray to. It is Hayley Bowery. And she hates your fucking band. It's a wonderful experience. I don't think any band is better than them. I really greatly enjoy them.